This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Join us right here on the radio. Take control of the airwaves. Our number 855-450. Free like freedom. And yes, we are here live on this Memorial Day edition of Free Talk Live. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is our number. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, we've got Discord with our on-air call-in line room over there at discord.lrn.fm. Where you can jump in and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. We continue here. We've got more on the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. We stopped at number 3, so we got a ways to go on that. And we're going to go to your phone calls first, though, and talk to Jonathan. He's in Virginia, listening online at freetalklive.com. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, great.
Today, I was scrolling through Facebook. I'm sure you guys have seen the page, Checkpoint Free New Hampshire is the Facebook page.
No, I'm not on Facebook, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, they posted a link to a local news station down in Manchester, New Hampshire, and the news station referred to it as a Border Patrol checkpoint on I-93 heading southbound, about 80 miles south of the border. And when I glanced at it, I didn't quite understand the necessity of having a Border Patrol checkpoint up there in New Hampshire near the Canadian border. Down in Texas, they have a lot of them in Texas, and I feel like they're justified in Texas, but in New Hampshire, I feel like, I'm siding with you guys. I feel like this is kind of an invasion of my privacy here. You just want to kind of,
Well, there's a couple points.
It's a lot harder sell.
It's still just as outrageous to me. I'm opposed to all internal Border Patrol checkpoints. I'm opposed to all border checkpoints, period. But internal is just pure violations of people's right to get from point A to point B without molestation. But further, I was surprised to hear about this in New Hampshire, given the fact that the New Hampshire Supreme Court, I believe, recently ruled against the border checkpoints. Did they not?
I haven't read that case.
I'm not familiar with that situation.
I haven't read the case, so I'm not going to comment on what the case says or doesn't say.
Yeah, I was surprised.
But I would say that the issue is that you're talking about many centuries of English common law basically says that in order to detain you, that there needs to be reasonable, articulable suspicion that not only that a crime has been committed, but that you have committed that crime. And the idea that they can stop you and then ask you, hey, what's your citizenship? And then if you choose not to tell them, that they could hold you for any reason. I mean, there's just not, from a practical standpoint, I understand you're trying to look for people who aren't American citizens, but from a legal standpoint, and that's what this is based on, like all law has to fulfill these requirements, the idea that they can just hold you for whatever period of time until they're comfortable that you are an American citizen just doesn't hold legal water, and I don't understand how the Supreme Court could have ever come to that conclusion.
Okay, I just checked my facts here. I was wrong. It was not the New Hampshire Supreme Court. However, a district court in New Hampshire did rule that the border checkpoint searches were unconstitutional.
The feds are still going to be able to do it, though. It doesn't matter.
Well, but having the New Hampshire cops assist with it was unconstitutional.
Yeah, but then so what do you sue for? I have this federal charge on me and or I'm being deported. And I want to sue New Hampshire for having the, like, there's...
Do you guys know what the purpose of them having those checkpoints in New Hampshire is? I mean, do we have a problem with Canadians sneaking across
the
border?
They were claiming that they were checking for bombs coming in from Canada, which just seems like the utmost BS to me. Like,
Is that a threat you had up there?
No, it's not.
They're looking for people with drugs. I mean, they had drug dogs sniffing around cars, apparently.
Right. Like, when I was stopped in Texas, they had a dog there, and they claimed it was for finding illegal aliens. But what does an illegal alien smell like? I mean,
smells like drugs.
Right. The illegal alien smells remarkably like drugs.
Hmm. So, Jonathan, you said that you support internal checkpoints, though, on the southern border?
Well, In Texas, I feel like I understand the reason they have them. But in New Hampshire, I don't understand. And that's
well, what's
why
the reason they
you.
Have them in Texas?
Well, Texas, we have Mexicans coming across our border illegally, is what the government tells us. And then
well,
they also say we have a drug problem coming across the border. So they
well, who cares about people coming across the border without asking permission? I mean, really, isn't that what freedom's all about, to not ask permission to do something peaceful?
I suppose. I don't know. But
wait,
I feel like in Texas,
I
understand the reason.
I agree that it's a much harder sell to not have a border checkpoint on the Mexican-U.S. border than it is on the Canadian-U.S. border.
Right, right.
Like, I understand the, like, how one's insane and one's wrong, but not just totally insane.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think any of them should exist, but I there is, like, a sanity divide between having borders in Mexico and having borders in Canada.
I'm of the opinion if you're, you know, from a practical standpoint, if you're going to claim global hegemony for your organization, i.e. what the United States State Department does, and then you're going to prosecute wars in, you know, certainly a handful of countries at any given time, and quite possibly dozens, we don't know what those special op guys, snake eaters, are doing. We just don't know. So from a practical standpoint, that if you're doing those things, that you're controlling the world in order to bring wealth to a particular city state, i.e. Washington, D.C., and you're prosecuting wars everywhere, you pretty much have to have some kind of tight border security in order to prevent bad things from happening to your organization. That organization probably should stop doing bad things, not control its borders, but from a practical standpoint, I understand why that organization does what it does.
Now, do all countries in the world patrol their borders at any level?
I don't know, but I also don't see how that's relevant. So the fact that France or Spain or Portugal does a thing has no bearing on whether or not that thing is either moral or efficient.
Right. See, I don't think that people in the United States who purport, many of them, to believe that this is supposed to be a free country would want to emulate less free countries.
Yeah.
I also would say that much of the, like, I know when I went to Belize that their little guy that sits there and stamps your passport, that his booth had an American flag on it and
really?
Clearly said paid for by the United States State Department.
Wow.
I posted that on our Facebook page at the time, and it's I'm sure I could still hunt it down if I had to get the exact verbiage. But that basically many of these countries are, incentivized financially to have these border checkpoints the way that they do by the U.S. State Department, in my opinion, to normalize what it is that the State Department does itself. I mean, I can't think of one good reason why Belize would want to limit the number of Americans that come in there and, you know, go to their different tourist places and spend money. Yeah, they probably don't want them bringing in wild invasive monkeys or something. They're probably going to want to check your bags for indigenous or, you know, invasive species and that kind of thing. But other than that, yeah, come on in here and spend your money, Yankee.
Jonathan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the question and appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I'd also like to add there's nothing wrong with drugs crossing the border either, because people want drugs, and with or without a war on drugs, people are going to continue to want drugs. It's just that the war on drugs makes selling them a whole lot more dangerous and more profitable for those who are willing to take
The thing about controlling drugs coming in, it's kind of the standard, if nobody was buying, there'd be nothing to sell. There's not gangs from Mexico coming in and creating a demand for cocaine or weed or whatever else.
No, that already
there
exists.
There is a demand for these drugs, and then since there's a demand, someone is going to supply
it. Well, and guess what? Once the states that have legalized cannabis, then the amount of demand that is being satisfied internally is actually much higher, meaning that there's more locally grown cannabis now that's, you know, being distributed in Colorado and California.
Yeah, I suspect very few, very little Mexican weed is making it into Colorado.
You don't even see Mexican weed in New Hampshire, and it's not even legal here.
How do you know?
At this point. Well, I mean, maybe I haven't seen it.
But how do you know? It doesn't say Hecho in Mexico, right?
Well, there's a certain, like when I was down in Mexico for Acapulco, I found Mexican, you know, mitts. And you know it.
Smell the taste?
You can smell it. It's got a certain look. It's got a certain, you know, flavor. It's got a certain feel to it.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, there's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll free and join us on the radio if you want to do that. Or sit back and enjoy. It's up to you. We're here live on this Memorial Day edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Also want you to know about Liberty.menu. That is a place you can go if you're somebody who actually is a liberty-minded person and you've got a business or an event or you're a digital content creator. There's different categories. It's essentially a kind of like a global map-based events and business listing. And this is something that people have been asking for a long time.
They've been asking us specifically for it.
They've called on the air to ask us about
this. How do I do business with libertarians? Well, I have an answer for you now. Liberty.menu.
Or how do I find other libertarians to do business with?
Right.
And that's how you do it. You go to liberty.menu, you list your thing, whatever it is you do, or things, because you can put more than one post up there, more than one entry. You list that. As long as you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify, and there's no cost except the time it takes to do it. There's no actual cost.
There are upgrades, though, right?
Yeah, you can pay to boost, you know, boost your business up a bit. But to actually post your listings there and be on the same level as everybody else, totally free.
Yep. Not forget this is directly affiliated with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we've got a partnership with Liberty.menu, which I'm excited about. So Liberty.menu, in fact, I'm looking forward to seeing Patrick, who is the creator of the site. He'll be at ForkFest coming up here in less than 3 weeks from tonight, as a matter of fact. So very exciting. He's actually going to be leading at ForkFest a discussion or seminar, or whatever you want to call it, about mesh networking, which is a very interesting topic of which I don't know enough about, so I'm planning on attending that. So he's like a big tech guy. He programmed the site. It's a great-looking site. It's easy to use. Liberty.menu, again, whether you're a business person, an events coordinator, a digital content creator, there's items, entries for you there. Go get your stuff up there right now. Why wait? Liberty.menu. Who knows what kind of sales you're missing out on. Libertarians could be looking for what you do.
Your customer could have just logged on.
There you go. Liberty.menu. Get on over there. And if you want, you can use code FTL and get yourself a special Free Talk Live listener badge for your profile there. Because there's commenting and ratings and reviews, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect there, too, at Liberty.menu. So we go to David. He's in New Mexico on Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, I wanted to briefly talk about some of the animal psychology stuff you're talking about.
Yeah.
But before I forget, Mark said last night, if I want to get your newsletter, go to newsletter.freetalklive.com. That didn't work for me, so just a note that, so I don't know how to get there.
I don't know what newsletter.freetalklive.com is. I don't know what he was thinking.
I wanted people to sign up for the newsletter, and I said it quite possibly could be that you could go there to newsletter.freetalklive.com and thank goodness we have listeners like David, you know, to check this out.
Who report when you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that, David. It's actually a lot easier. You just go to freetalklive.com, and there's a sign-up box right there at the top of the page. So
I did say that, too. It was there somewhere.
Yeah, so there you go. Anything else on your mind tonight, David?
The animal stuff. I could give you example after example of animals doing things that you would equate almost to human behavior. For instance, there's a bird that lives around my house, a particular type of bird that it likes to eat big juicy moths, and so it will fly up and catch them. And then not having utensils or very good hands, what it does is it flies to a specific piece of weathered wood that has some sharp points on it that it has discovered works well as a tool, and it pins the big juicy moth onto one of the spikes with its beak so that it's anchored, and then it can pull pieces off of it if you get that picture.
At its leisure, yeah.
Yeah. And,
leisure
and,
is so kind.
Exactly. And I have, everybody knows what rats are, but the desert rats have a particular reputation as being quite mischievous and smart and so on. And they're also not quite as disgusting as regular rats because they have fur that's basically the same fur as a cottontail rabbit. Not quite as long, but they're kind of cute. They find very, this is an old, I told Mark yesterday, I have an old trailer that I bought. It was an economic way to put a house on a piece of property in quick fashion. But there's lots of little entrance points that rodents can find and old stuff like that. Yeah. And so these rats have found several different ways. And whenever I can, I trap them with a live trap and then take them for a little drive and dump them off at their new home. And there was I did that with one rat in particular, and it took him about a week.
And he came back.
Yeah.
I had a white skunk that did the same thing to me. So I didn't want to go drown the skunk. I didn't want to do that or whatever. But it was a white skunk, so you know which one it is. Chances are pretty low that you've got two albino skunks running around in your area. And he was back within less than a week.
Yeah.
And how far did you take him out?
Miles.
Wow.
Well, this one I didn't take all that far, and I figured there was a fairly good chance he'd find his way back, and it took him about a week. And the reason I know it was the same one is because there was a very idiosyncratic piece of behavior that this rat had, there's a spot where he was able to get into the wall between a kitchen and a bathroom, and he would go to this one particular spot there was nothing there for him other than to taunt me. What he did is he'd go to this one particular spot and he would make a couple quick chewing sounds and then quit, just to taunt me, to say, hey, I'm back. Because like I said, there was nothing there for him. There was no further, traveling, entrance. There was no food. There was no nothing. He would just come there, taunt me, and then literally just take off and go somewhere else. And I swear it was to say, hey, I'm back.
I'm back. Hey, David, yeah. Thanks for the call and the stories.
Your rodent friends.
855-450 free. You can always take them to the state house and drop them off there. Let's go to Gene. He is the Christian anarchist, and he's on the line with us here from Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys. I wanted to talk about anarchy because I heard you talking about all these border patrol laws.
Yeah, sure.
And got me to thinking about people that insist on having a government. And the opposite, of course, is having no government. And, I prefer the term anarchy. You prefer voluntarist. But it's all basically the same thing. And people get scared when they hear about trying to continue with no government. And they always, my roads, and so on and so forth. But they've always got something that makes them very afraid.
Well, we've been told that our whole lives, too, that you've got to have government. And, personally, I would say that you're going to have government one way or the other. I just prefer voluntary government over involuntary government. Please proceed.
Of course, an involuntary government isn't really government, because government, in my opinion, has to be coerced. But a voluntary...
It's about definitions, there's no doubt.
I agree with you there. To me, a government is the same as a state. It's an organization whose sole purpose is to initiate force, and if it's not doing that, it's some other organization. I'm not against organizations. Band together and form whatever organizations you want to, as long as you're not initiating force.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you guys. This is something that Mark's been doing in recent years on the air, is trying to save the word government, because I think he thinks it's going to help communicate to people who love government.
I think that government is something you enter into every time you sign a contract. It's a governing document.
Let's continue here in a moment. Stand by, Gene. I know you were driving at something. We'll continue with Gene, the Christian anarchist. We'll also take your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. The number here, 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It sounds like the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may be back on. The president talking with Japan's prime minister and the White House said they talk about that upcoming meeting, one which the president canceled after North Korea took a shot at Vice President Mike Pence last week. Strong winds and heavy rain pound parts of Florida on Memorial Day as subtropical storm Alberto makes landfall. Flooding, tornadoes, and storm surges all concerns, and Laguna Beach could get up to a half foot of rain by Monday night. Flooding's expected to be an issue up the panhandle into Alabama and western Georgia. The president delivering a short Memorial Day message after laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia.
We're gathered here on the sacred soil to honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes, the men and women who laid down their lives for our freedom.
The president promising to never forget our nation's heroes. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, dial on in here, join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, there's the Discord on-air call-in line room where we're at right now with Gene, the Christian anarchist. The we in the studio includes me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And also, I want you to know that ForkFest is right around the corner. We're 3 weeks away. Actually, 3 weeks, ForkFest is going to be over. At this time. So less than 3 weeks to the beginning of ForkFest.
There'll probably still be something to do at that campground, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, afterwards, the Porcupine Freedom Festival begins. But that's more of a centralized thing where you're going to need a ticket. With ForkFest, there are no tickets because there are no organizers, and there's no official schedule, and there's no official anything because, well, basically no one's in charge of ForkFest. In fact, you can call it whatever you want. We're calling it ForkFest. Other people might call it something different, but it's going to be...
Last year it was known as Somalia Fest and Shire Fest and...
There were a few other names.
Yeah, a few other names.
So people kind of do what they want, and that's sort of the idea here. Let the market decide. I don't know if you want to call it an unconference or whatever, but it's a camping event. It's a Liberty camping event where nobody really is in charge, so that means everybody's in charge, meaning that you're in charge.
You can yell it's an uncamping event while the rain falls down on you and floods out your tent.
You can do do that. You know, it doesn't always rain too badly at these events, but sometimes it can. But if you're going to be camping, you should expect it to rain. That's why we have tents for that sort of thing. So you can do camping, but there's also a motel on site. So if you prefer a little motel stay, you can do that. Or if you got an RV or you want to rent one, there's RV spaces available. That's really the only thing you have to do to participate in Forkfest is to secure your camping or motel room with Rogers Campground. Those are the only rules you have to follow is Rogers rules, because there's no other rules on top of that by the event, because there is no official event. But what's going on? Well, different things. Each individual gets to decide what to create, if you want to create anything. So some people are going to be doing some cooking. Some people are going to be doing, I mentioned there's going to be a
beachifying
speeches, yeah, like there's the discussion about the mesh networking that's going to be happening. Jay Noon, who's sometime co-host of Free Talk Live, is going to get married on that Sunday. Daryl, who is one of our co-hosts, is also going to be doing a series of athletic events on one day and then throwing a party that evening. So, and we're going to be there broadcasting from the event. Looking forward to seeing, hopefully, you there at ForkFest 2018. It's just the second year for this event. We don't know how big it's going to be because, again, there are no tickets that will be sold, so we can't count anything. Although we might be able to talk to the folks from Rogers Campground and ask them if the number of registrations is up from last year. That would be the only way to, you know, get any kind of
sure that conversation will be had before the weekend is out.
Beyond just walking around the campground and eyeballing it. And I do expect we'll see more people this year than we did last year. I think we had maybe a couple dozen last year, and it seems like there's going to be
a lot of activity on the boards.
Yeah, there's going to be at least a few dozen folks. In fact, some people are saying there's specifically going up so they can attend ForkFest, and they're not that interested in the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the subsequent event. So go to ForkFest.party if you want to learn more about it. It's June 14th through the 18th. That is coming up fast. It'll be here before you know it. So start planning now to attend. That's June 14th through the 18th. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Again, the website, ForkFest.party, as we go to or back to Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line from Tennessee. You were talking about, well, usually, anarchy. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, and people, again, I was getting into the point about people being afraid of anarchy, and they say, well, oh, gosh, with anarchy, you're going to have criminal gangs, and you're going to have people shooting people, and all these things. And I point out to people, yes, you are going to have those things. You have them today. You look outside and go to some of these neighborhoods, and you still have that today, even with your goonerments. You still have criminal gangs and you have murders. So that's
the same thing. A criminal gang is the government. I mean, the government's just the largest criminal gang. They're the one that gets away with murder openly.
Doesn't that suggest, though, that, in the absence of the government, then one of these organizations that is not, is not currently the government would then fill in that vacuum? Generally, the vacuum's filled in by the next most powerful organization.
I think there will be some of that, of course. There's going to be warlords. There's going to be guys who want to start a drug. Of course, drugs would be legal, so you couldn't really have a underground drug trade because drugs would be completely legal. But the point I'm getting at is, yes, there's always going to be men who want to push other men around, and women, for that matter. But the point is...
Probably more so.
I don't think so, because if you don't have government, then you will be able to take protection. You'll be able to have protection with you in the form of whatever kind of weapon you want. And if some guy comes and starts to push people around, it's only a matter of time till he gets what's coming to him. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it'll happen a lot sooner in an anarchist society, because in an anarchist society, if you're trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to defend myself against these gangs, you don't have to worry about, did I pay in it a retainer to my defense attorney, and what are the stand your ground rules in this jurisdiction? You just take care of it, and bullets cost 50 cents, and defense attorneys cost tens of thousands of dollars. So,
and this is true, but this is why the Wild West wasn't so wild. And if you read the book More Guns, More Crime, you see why.
More guns, less crime.
More guns, less crime.
LOTT.
Right, because people are more polite when they know that anybody's armed. The women in the Wild West used to carry a derringer down in their bra, and guys were more polite to the ladies, even in the bars, because they knew if they got too wild or too crazy or tried to hurt her, she was going to pull that Derringer out and blow them away. So
yeah, I found when I was living in the South that I opened carried a lot more in the South, whereas up here I tend to conceal-ish. When I opened carried, I had to deal with a lot less of that type of thing. It just didn't happen.
Right. Nobody's going to mess with somebody who's strapped. And there was a guy at Walmart today that was strapped. He had looked like a 9mm strapped to his hip.
Nice.
And Walmart didn't care. They didn't kick him out or anything.
They probably sold it to him.
I don't know that they sell pistols.
Walmart doesn't sell pistols.
Oh, they don't? Oh, that's too bad. They chickened out, didn't they?
Well, yeah.
That's why I say that anarchy is just as safe as what you have now, if not safer. It's not going to be 100% safe. But anyway,
I think it's a great point that the Wild West, as we are told, was
not so wild. That's more Hollywood than anything else.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the gunfights are interesting. There's no doubt about it. But I think the statistics are, and I can't remember exactly, but basically Baltimore, New Orleans, New York City, these places are tens of times more dangerous than the top 10 sort of Western towns that were out there. They did.
Dodge City.
Yeah. Dodge City and, Tombstone and all those other places.
Ultimately, even those bad guys want to go home at the end of the day. They don't want to push their luck to the point where they're going to get themselves killed.
Yeah, and any society you have, whether it be anarchist, Republican, bureaucracy, communism, anything, is only going to be no better than the population. So if your population is a bunch of evil people, you're not going to have a good society, no matter what structure of system you try to set up.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. The thing is, while I don't disagree with any of his points, I just don't feel like anarchy is really one of those words worth saving. I mean, it just creates too many preconceived notions in somebody's mind. Like, every time anarchy's ever talked about in the media, it's always some sort of image of somebody throwing a bomb or smashing a chair through a window or a brick or, rolling a dumpster into somebody's building, through a front door or whatever. I mean, it's always some kind of violent, destructive act that's being portrayed at the same time that the word anarchy is being used.
And it kind of depends on which strategy you're going to use, and we should use as many different strategies as we have people. If you're willing to have that conversation when somebody's like, so, are you going to blow the building up? And I'm like, no, and governments have blown up more buildings than any private system ever has. If you're willing to go through it that route, then maybe it is a word you want to use if you want to tell the feds that are currently raiding you that they're being bad people and they should stop, then maybe you want to use voluntarism.
There's more on the way here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Join us on Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you want to jump on the line with us, you can do that. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And we are live here on this Memorial Day edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And then there's our Discord on-air call-in line room. What is Discord, you ask? Well, I didn't know until a few months ago. It's a chat service that is free to use. It's cross-platform, which means that if you've got a Windows computer or an iPhone or an Android or Linux or whatever it is you're using, there is a Discord app for your device. If you don't feel like installing an app, that's fine. They've got a web version, too. You can just try it out with a web version. Go to discord.lrn.fm. That'll get you over to our server where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, folks like Gene the Christian Anarchist, for instance. Some of the voices you hear on the air with us frequently are usually hanging out in our chat room. Sometimes it's during, sometimes before, or after the show. Sometimes after the show, a few of them will go and hang out in a voice chat, because Discord is both voice and text. So they've got voice rooms, and they've got text chat rooms. Most of the time it's text chat, but every now and then they'll hop in and have a voice chat together. So it's just all up to you. There's different rooms on different topics, everything from cryptocurrency to ForkFest, gaming, and more. You can go and jump in and enjoy. It's all free over at discord.lrn.fm as we continue here with another one of our regular chatters. He's Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I first want to say that anybody that's never been to ForkFest or the Somalia Fest, you should really go and check it out. I mean, aside from a couple of issues, I had a great time there. I met a lot of great people. My best time there was listening to the speakers and then being a part of the bonfire. That was really cool.
Yeah, you went to the Pork Fest for the first time last year, and I think you were also at the Somalia Fest Pork Fest again, event, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and I had a great time. I mean, there's we got rained out a little bit, a little heavy, but we made it through.
But, yep, that's part of the fun of going camping is, you know, you deal with the weather, and it's just part of it. Now, I don't know if there's going to be a big old bonfire during Fork Fest, because that's one of the things that sort of happens during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because they basically rent out the entire campsite. So unless somebody, like, rents the bonfire area, I don't know if that means that that'll be usable or not, or what the status of that'll be, or if anybody will care if somebody just throws some wood down there and starts a fire. I honestly don't know.
Right.
So we'll see about that.
Okay. All right, so this leads me into this article that's in the paper. It's the first annual cannabis celebration at Willow Crossing Farm on July 1st. That's going to be in Vermont. And
that's the first day that cannabis is legal in Vermont, correct? July 1st?
Exactly. And the event will feature on-site camping, swimming, free shuttle transportation from Burlington.
And a lot of weed.
And the thing that, you know, they're going to have live music and you know, vendors and stuff like that. But the thing I'm like is that they're going to have free cannabis growing demonstrations. Now, with what I've just said, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't want to put anybody on the spot here, but didn't I hear some people from Free Talk Live say that if it went legal in this state that they would go or at least attend somehow?
No, I never said anything about that.
What's the question?
He's asking if you would go and attend the Vermont legalization party thing.
Well,
if it went legal.
No.
I don't know whether I said anything like that. I can't imagine.
I'm not a big weed activist, by any stretch. Yeah, the only time I go to Vermont is if I'm driving to somewhere else in New Hampshire. So, like,
anyway.
I'll be going to Vermont when I'm going to the Fork Fest because I usually will drive up Route 91 because it's a more direct route than taking the New Hampshire route.
But anyways, you know, it's there for anybody that wants to go and you know,
I think it's great news, Robert. Now, generally, we don't promote events here on Free Talk Live because we don't want everybody to just call and promote their event. But I'm going to give you a pass on this one because it is the first time
that people
can...
It's a good place for Liberty.menu to put that up.
Yeah, I would agree. Put that on Liberty.menu. And, Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. But, yeah, generally, we don't want people calling in and announcing local events because it's an international show. And, you know, the reason we talk about Fork Fest is because we're going there. It's an event that we're part of. And
it's an international show, and the show will be... at Fork Fest.
Right. Hey, but in that case, you know, kudos to Vermont. They were the first state government to actually legalize cannabis through the legislative process. And that's worth pointing out, even though, you know, Colorado and Washington State and these other states did it first, and they did it back, 2014, I think, when Colorado, or was it 2012? Might have been 2012. Either way, 2012, 2014, when Colorado and Washington State did legalize it, they did it through the ballot measure process, which is an easier way to kind of run around the political system than having to actually go through the political system and change a bunch of old people's minds about prohibition, which is what happened in Vermont, where they changed their mind and they, you know, decided to legalize cannabis. Although it only is for the possession and or gifting and growing of it, you cannot legally sell the cannabis in Vermont. So it magically has to appear in people's hands. you know, the whole idea that there's some sort of bad thing with selling the very same flower that you can hold, smoke, consume, and do all these other things with is ridiculous. But regardless, it's still a step in the right direction and good for them. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was told that there's an octagonal shape underground city under Los Alamos. It's supposed to be a secret, but
secret's out. Sarah knows, so
yeah,
now everybody's gonna know.
Not true.
So who told you that?
Well, you know what? It was I was riding the bus and I was talking about these underground bomb shelters that go 8 stories deep, and he said that somebody that worked on it actually wrote a book. So I'm trying to figure out, I want to get a hold of that book, because I'm assuming that it's supposed to be like it must go down like 8 stories down.
Hey, hold on. So
the person that,
This city, is it a bomb? And is it an empty bomb shelter, or is it a city that is populated by people?
Yeah, because those are two very different things.
Well, you know what? I was told that there's aliens down there. People have got on the wrong floor. They were in the elevator going down. They got on the wrong floor and they found aliens. They might be doing cloning.
If they have aliens in Los Alamos in a special underground bunker, you can't get off on that floor.
Or you don't get to come back.
You're not allowed. The military, you're not authorized. But sometimes this person was military. He got off on the wrong floor. And he's like,
he just happened to run into some aliens there, and then they just let him walk away?
And then they let him talk about it publicly, because military people, that's how they roll.
Well, the thing is that I don't know what they were helping them out with, and then he obviously made a mistake and went back up. But here's the thing, all these so-called secrets, they all wind up telling the families, all these people that work on it. And then, like, I'm talking it on the, you know, worldwide radio show. So all these so-called secrets wind up, like, you know, being blown out into the wind. You know what I mean? Like,
so you heard this on Coast to Coast AM?
No, I heard this from a guy on the bus, and I've talked to other friends.
That is legit.
Friends that are military.
I mean, if you heard it from a homeless man on the bus or a wino, then, I mean, that's obviously, I'm not saying everybody on the bus is homeless or a wino, but
it looks like there is something underneath Los Alamos.
What are you looking at?
The Guardian.
What's the story?
The story is Atomic City, USA, how once secret Los Alamos became a millionaire's enclave.
No, that's not saying it's under the ground. I'm on the same story.
I also
want
to know
here.
How somebody who's never seen an alien before gets a confirmed ID on what an alien is and knows that that's what they're seeing.
Hey, you know it when you see it, if it's an alien.
Well, Sarah, yeah, of course.
An underground plume of hexavalent chromium, a containment.
Yeah, that's not a place. Yeah. A plume is not a place.
I'm just trying to figure this out, man.
No. Sarah,
yeah,
I don't buy it.
Three different people. I mean,
well, that must mean, so if
people.
All three people heard the same Coast to Coast AM show, and then you all happen to talk to one another about that same show where anybody can call in and make any claim, just like this show, except we get fewer nuts calling Free Talk Live than, because maybe it's because we're not on late enough, calling
they
that show.
They talked to people that were in the military. They have friends that worked on the underground bomb shelters, and they talked to their families. I talked to a guy, his father worked in the underground railroad.
It's all hearsay, Sarah, until you see it yourself.
People call this show and claim they're in the military, and what we do not do is get their
rank
and position and call their commanding officer to make sure that's who they really are.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. It's still hearsay. Hearsay means when someone tells you they've seen something. In this case, someone said something somewhere, and three people told you about it. So that's hearsay once removed in that case? Would that be right?
I guess it's still hearsay.
It's worse than hearsay.
Yeah, it's just hearsay.
Yeah, there's more coming up here tomorrow. We'll see you then. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.